So holding the simon neshman pes sef gimel. Sechad the mutal haflik me'erev Shabbos. In nichas abasinim me'erev Shabbos. So the case where the we're saying it's mutal to leave an erev Shabbos, the tzarich mitzvah. If a person goes into the sinim me'erev Shabbos, a kona bo shvisa. He's there by Nishmoshes. So it means that what is his makom for Shabbos? His makom for Shabbos is the boat. Albishma flegas b'Shabbos mutar, even though it's going to leave on Shabbos and then go beyond the tchum. So like this, the halacha is a person can't go beyond this tchum on Shabbos. A person, let's say, travels outside of his tchum. So halacha is he gets dalad amos. He's allowed to move dalad amos. Let's say he travels outside of his tchum, and the goyim pick him up and take him outside of his tchum, and they put him down inside of a city, a walled city. So the halacha is he gets, the whole city counts like dalad amos. So the boat is dalad amos. The boat is dalad amos. So since the beginning of Shabbos, he was on the boat, even though the boat then traveled beyond, but he's within his dalad amos. So there's no problem with that. Shehushla yotzim esinam eisha kona shvisa. So Mechaber says, this only works that he was there beginning of Shabbos and he stayed in the boat. But if he beginning of Shabbos he was there and then he left the boat. The boat didn't leave until Shabbos morning. So Friday afternoon he goes into the boat before Shkia and he spends Ben Hashmoshes there in the boat and he's Shabbos in the boat. So that's his makom. Then he goes down the gangplank and he goes back into the city. And Saturday morning at 9:30 he comes back onto the boat. No. That's not acceptable. What's acceptable is he stayed in the boat the whole time. So that became his makom. So when the boat leaves, he's in his makom. But to go leave and then come back, that's equivalent of the person actively going beyond his dalad amos. That'd be a problem, according to Mechaber. No, he says even if he left, it's okay. As long as he was there by Nishmoshes, when that kaveh the makom of the person for tchum is the beginning of Shabbos, he's there. He's allowed to leave and then come back in and then have the boat start to travel on Shabbos. Some hold that you have to at least to publicize that you are being kind of shisa there, you have to actually make kiddush there. They'll spend the night back at home in their bed. Then they'll go back to the boat on Shabbos morning and leave. Like this, Yesh Armim. Bein limchus, and we're not working against that shita. Bein the kumam zimishin lamates. It's tough to out. Okay. So we're touching on some of the lachas of kum over here. Let's see what Mishnah Berurah has to say. Sif cut in your test. Hecha the mutter. Pirsha mechaber lekomer le'el. Lahater afilu b'nohara salayim l'mala meser elab l'hafik b'er Erev Shabbos. All the cases we were about there was leaving an Erev Shabbos. Av Shabbos loy. So, but Shabbos you can't leave. We're going to give you a way how it's possible to even leave on Shabbos. So how is that? So first you have to be kind of shvisa there. So you're there during the whole Ben Hashmoshes period. So that period is kaveh, and that's his makom. And the Mechaber says, he's not then left the boat. And then, why deal of hachas? If he leaves the boat, also the kaddish of a Shabbos, the may shenir kashat up on yamayim is also kumashu kaddish of shin shalamates. That's the reference that the Rama says at the end, the shin lamates, that a person can't go on a boat on Shabbos because that goes into the gzeira of floating on the water, which Chazal answered because you might come to make chavis shoshayotin.
Make what?
The flotation device. Okay, that's the Mechaber. Comes the Rambam, he says no. That over here, since if he was there by Nishmoshes, even if later on he leaves the ship and he comes back the next morning, it's fine. The Marcha Shekana b'Shvisa, as long as he was there during Shvisa. By being there in Shmoshes, he made the boat his house. So you can't call it, now he's swimming, it's a houseboat, right? But it's a house, so he's not swimming, he's sitting in his house. as opposed to when a person would go on the boat on Shabbos, which is not as malkum, we say, oh, this is a form of floating on the water. No, this became the person's house by being their banish marshes. Now, I feel that there's an animal like Kenyan Shvisel and Shia mutterly nitrous basin of Shabbos, which are gear, Achakakli Bosch also loses me Abraham, because she calls him Shimon Toftalin. So he did have a tum back in the city that he left from Shabbos morning. So when he arrives in the new city, if the boat arrives somewhere beyond the tum, he can't leave the boat because you can't go beyond. So calls when he's within the boat, so he's within. That's like the Dalai Lama's of being beyond the tum. But how can you leave the boat and go onto the dry land? So then, what about if the boat, the port, which the boat is putting into, is already within the walls of the city? So the boat, what he's done is put himself within the walls of the city. So that's already, we'll see later on, that's mutter. Once he's within the walls, he's within, that's the whole city, is like Dalai Lama's. So everything, that's fine. If, however, he does the Mechaber's suggestion by staying in the boat the whole time and not leaving the boat at all, see, he never got a tchum on the dry land. So his tchum was the boat. So the boat, by traveling, has never really, which is above 10 tefachim, off the ground, so he never has a real tchum. So when he finally arrives in City X, the new city, he's not going beyond this tchum. He never had a tchum. So then everything is wonderful. Then he can, when he gets to a new place, he has a pamukhabruch. That's all assuming that the boat never reached a 10 tefachim situation. So you have an interesting din. So your boat is traveling, and it starts out above 10. So right now you don't have a tchum, you don't have a malkum. So the boat is going the whole time. It goes above 10. So you never really got a malkum. You get to the new city. Now that becomes your malkum. So you have 2,000 amas from where you land, even though there's no mechitza. Let's say in a situation where somewhere along the trip the boat did reach within 10 tefachim of the ground. There was one point. There was a very shallow area, and the bottom of the boat was right next to the bottom of the riverbed. So then, at that moment, you got shvisa. That moment, you got a tchum, because you were that moment you were on land, as it were, within 10 tefachim. And then from that point onward, you have a limit of 2,000 amas. So now so as long as you're in the boat is Dalai Lama's. But you can't disembark from the boat because you're leaving, you're going outside, you're beyond tchum. You have a limit of Dalai Lama's, the boat being the Dalai Lama's. So the modern version of this is, let's say, a plane lands on Shabbos. A plane got delayed. A plane lands on Shabbos. So you will argue that the plane, you're in the air, there's no tchum.
Right.
Calls when you're in the air, there's no tchum. Now the plane lands, so if it lands within an enclosed area usually. So even though, but as soon as it touches down, you now have a din of tchum. You don't measure it from the body of the plane. The wheels of the plane are considered part of the plane. And that's actually machlokes, by the way. How you because the place can handle the shadow by trains, because the place where you sit in the train is above 10 tefachim of the ground. So there's an argument that maybe going on a train on Shabbos is not a problem of tchum because you're always traveling above 10. So that's machlokes. You look at, like you said about a boat, you look at the bottom of the boat is being where you're defining, even though you're sitting higher up or not. That same machlokes applies. Let's assume it applies. So as soon as the plane touches down, your tchum starts. By the time you finish taxiing to on the runway, you've traveled a share of 2,000 amas. Right? But so it's within a fenced area, you're fine. But if it's being open runway somewhere, by the time the plane gets to the terminal, you're beyond your 2,000 amas. So, which would then not allow you to leave the plane. What they can do is they can physically force you off, and they stick you in the terminal. Now that's the case of the goyim taking you beyond your tchum. So you're allowed to move the whole area of Dalai Lama's of the building. So you sort of like, What?
It's happening.
Yeah. Everybody agrees, even if you went back into the city and came back out, the scene itself is Alanamas. So you have the whole ship. He talks about boats much more at length over there in Hilchos Truman. So he was kind of shishim erev Shabbos, and feeling chal, but yomtiv erev Shabbos, surely to shvisa, maybe it's emeshum echonim, but yomtiv the Shabbos. So let's say Friday was yomtiv, and Shabbos was Shabbos, and they're leaving. So he goes the erev Shabbos towards the end of yomtiv. He goes into the boat, and then he's there the whole benish moshes. He makes kiddush, and he goes back onto the dry land. Okay, so he sort of like used the yomtiv as a way to get your shvisa for Shabbos. It's not a problem. It's not nicker that you're doing what you're, you know, even though obviously the whole reason he's doing is to get the shvisa, but you didn't say anything, and it's you know, it's not something which is, there's an action which you're really doing. So it's not a problem with chana. Let's say the person, he thought the boat's going to leave Friday morning, so he went, yomtiv is Thursday night, for the yomtiv the rice is Friday, and then Shabbos. Okay, so he went Thursday afternoon, and was kind of shvisa before yomtiv. The mice of the boat did not leave Friday. It's only they push up to the, it's not disembarking until the boat is not leaving until Shabbos morning. He said, "Okay, I have shvisa for Thursday night." That doesn't help. You need a new shvisa. The shvisa for erev yomtiv doesn't help for the shvisa for Shabbos. You need a new shvisa on Friday night. We'll talk more about what defines a chana over there. I don't recall all the details, so don't hold your breath. We'll get there eventually. Sha'isim Kiddush. So this minig was that they would go onto the boat erev Shabbos. They would stay there and make Kiddush. A whole benish moshes. You have to be the benish moshes. El the sarim lechachila nachon lasers shom gam ken kiddush v'lechomad. It's not enough. It's preferably not enough just to be there for Benish Moshes. You're going to do some type of action to be there. That's what people will know, that the person was there, and people will realize that they acted appropriately. And that is the minhag l'maaseh. Okay. Now, this doesn't solve the Onik Shabbos problem. You still have an Onik Shabbos problem.
Remember when we come to Athens? Do you remember? I guess I remember.
So the river is where there's always a Shabbos problem because it's fresh water, etc. So then this would apply. Right? You still have the Onik Shabbos problem. So the Tzarech Mitzvah, that's we're not Onik Shabbos, and that'll be the heter over there. Okay, let's do. I'm not going to do all the Mishaber and Sifdal. Let's do the Mechaber and the Ramah and Sifdal, and then we'll leave Mishaber for tomorrow night. Hayotzim Bishur Bimtor. So now we're moving away from boats to a person who's traveling by caravan through the desert. And you know that once they start before Shabbos, they're going to have to continue to travel on Shabbos, and they're going to have Chilul Shabbos issues. They can't stay there by themselves. They're going to have to continue to travel, do whatever is necessary to travel, etc. So we have the same three-day rule. The 3 days immediately prior to Shabbos, it's called putting yourself into a situation of Chilul Shabbos, and it's awesome. But the first 2 days of the week, you're allowed to start, and then when Shabbos comes, you'll do whatever you need to protect your life.
And that throws away that whole theory that you have to get used to not being seasick.
Right, it's the same.
The water, I mean.
No, it's a Macharis Paskin that both, all of them are true.
Oh.
There is the Chilul Shabbos.
That one anymore, that's for sure. We don't have the seasick issues. We're just down to that one thing now. That's it.
But you have the Chilul Shabbos issue.
Yeah, that's the only thing,
right.
Not the other theory.
So if you start at the beginning of the week, So you're allowed to start not being worried about Shabbos. Shabbos is not imminent. You're allowed to start traveling. And if it's Shabbos, you need to do Chilul Shabbos to save your life. You'll do that. Fine. Now, a person who's leaving Chutz Laaretz to go to Eretz Yisrael. If the only way you can travel right now is available is Erev Shabbos, go, because you're going for mitzvah purposes. And we said before, like we said, we get in Sif Aleph, but you have to arrange with them that they should stop. And then, if they refuse to stop, he's allowed to continue traveling, even though he's traveling beyond the tchum, because it's not safe to stay by himself without the rest of the caravan. Now, if they arrive in a city, so he's been traveling beyond the tchum. Over here, there's clearly the tchum issue because he's traveling on dry land. Okay, excuse me. So Mahalach is going to be allowed to move throughout the city. Even though they placed him, if they put him inside the city and the city is walled, that's for sure mutter. That's the dalanamis. The person beyond the tomb has dalanamis. So they arrive to the city, this oasis, whatever it is. But the chiddush over here is even if they put him, the caravan stops outside of the city, and he wants to go to the city's mutter. We're going to give him a din of alpayim amah l'chol ruach. So when he arrives right near the city, we give him 2,000 amas from that spot, so he can go into the city. He can't go through the whole city. Now, the mitzvah is not only going to Israel. A person is going for panasa purposes, or a person is going to create friendship, to go greet a friend. That's also a form of mitzvah. If he's going for pleasure, to going out, that's considered not their mitzvah. So based on that, you have a heter to start going on a boat or going in a caravan even within 3 days before Shabbos because you're going for business. So that's mutter, even though it's within 3 days before Shabbos because the dar mitzvah is mutter. And we cannot prevent them from doing this, because there's what to rely on, and that is called the bar mitzvah. So we're going to accept that as a valid argument. Okay.